The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, we're starting, though, with the news that Jeffrey Donaldson has been found guilty of 18 historical sexual abuse charges against two victims. Our reporter, Jamie O'Hara, joins us from Newry Crown Court. And just to remind you from the outset, some listeners may find some of this report distressing. Jamie, what happened in court today?
Shane, good afternoon. Jeffrey Donaldson, guilty of 18 counts of historical sexual abuse against complainant A and B, guilty of one count of rape, guilty of four counts of gross indecency, guilty of 13 counts of indecent assault. Jeffrey Donaldson stood in the dock while the foreman of the jury responded guilty when each of the charges was read out here in Newry just after 2:15 p.m. He gave no reaction when the verdicts were read out.
What did the jury find in relation to Eleanor Donaldson, who was facing a trial of facts?
Eleanor Donaldson found to have committed five counts of aiding and abetting her husband. This, Shane, was a trial of the facts for her, and she cannot be criminally convicted. She had faced a trial of the facts where she cannot be found guilty or not guilty, but rather she could have been found to have committed the alleged acts. The jury today found she did commit the five acts of aiding and abetting her husband. In his summary of the case, the judge said trial of the facts was the most Googled term in Northern Ireland last month. He said Mrs. Donaldson's legal representatives became concerned for her mental health when she was examined, and she was examined by both the defence and prosecution, and the judge was furnished with evidence from three psychiatrists. She was then determined unfit to stand trial. The judge then told the jury the legislation here requires a trial of the facts.
And what did the judge say in relation to sentencing, Jamie?
Yeah, so Judge Paul Ramsey ordered victim impact statements. He said Jeffrey Donaldson will likely face a lengthy custodial sentence. He remanded him in custody and he ordered he be placed on the sex offenders register. He set a sentencing date for the 25th of September, and when he finished, ordered the prison service staff to take Mr. Donaldson down, and he was then taken out the door of the court. Now, there will be a case management day in mid-September, but a date set for the 25th of September for sentencing. Then a crowd gathered outside the courthouse here in Newry, and a prison service van carrying Jeffrey Donaldson eventually drove out through the gates and away from the courthouse. Jeffrey Donaldson walked into and out of court every day for the past 4 weeks, but today he was taken away in custody following his conviction. The jury taking 10 hours to reach their verdict after being sent out to begin deliberations. At around 1:20 p.m. on Thursday, they came back at around 2:15 p.m. today. And Shane, this is the culmination of a trial that began over 4 weeks ago. Actually, today marked the start of the fifth week dealing with charges relating to some offences dating back to 40 years ago. These offences between the years 1985 and 2008. The Donaldsons were arrested and interviewed by police in March 2024 on foot of complaints made by two women who were children at the time of the offences.
Okay, our reporter Jamie O'Hara, thank you indeed for joining us from Newry Crown Court.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.